In a new twist to the Old Mutual Peter Moyo saga, now in month three, the insurer's lawyers have sent a letter to Moyo informing him that it's reconsidered its stance on further legal action, breaking Old Mutual's silence on the matter and talking us through where this leaves things now. Old Mutual Chair Trevor Manuel joins us on the line. Thanks so much, Trevor, for your time this evening. So, Old Mutual halting any additional legal action against ex-CEO Peter Moyo. Why the shift in approach now?
No, Alicia, I'm afraid there is a horrible misunderstanding about this. Last Friday, Judge Mashile gave us leave to appeal the judgment that he handed down 29th of July. That process will continue. It's quite important also to recognize that apart from that leave to appeal, which we've now secured, and the action on the so-called declarator in terms of Section 18 of the Superior Courts Act, Old Mutual has not been litigating this thing. The litigation has come from the Moyo side. I don't know what's in their mind, but there are two pieces of litigation that they presented that Judge Mashile heard last Friday. The second one seeks to reopen the previous application that they had to add additional information. But that is now in the gift of Judge Mashile. He has to respond. We are duty-bound to see this process through to its conclusion. The judge president of the South Gauteng High Court has given us approval to have the appeal on an expedited basis. The dates have been set down for our appeal. Those being the 4th of November to the 6th of December, we want to conclude that process, and that is paramount for us because we have to take forward the building of the company.
And Trevor, that's your only option that you're willing to pursue right now, because amongst the questions is there no agreeable way that the two parties can separate and go on your own ways? Can some kind of deal not be cobbled together?
Well, I don't know what is in the nature of a deal. Bear in mind that as directors, we are appointed by shareholders. Whatever we do will have to be tested back with our shareholders. Some of them have already written to express a view against any further financial compensation. These are matters that we will deal with in the fullness of time. I accept that the deal doesn't always have to be financial, but there's been a lot of horrible water that's flowed under the bridge. We'll have to explore all of those matters and see how we close them out. Old Mutual has never said that we believe that the only place to resolve these matters is the courts. In fact, we were a reluctant participant in the litigation brought by Peter Moyo on the 27th of June. But we don't want to drag this thing out forever. It's unclear as to how this thing ends.
Trevor, let's take a look at this entire process of Peter Moyo's dismissal, because it's raised the ire of some of your shareholders with the spotlight on management's poor handling of the process, despite processes in place to manage something like this, so much so that some have called for the board to be outright purged. Does the board not need to be held accountable for where things are at?
The board is entirely accountable for where things are at. The board has taken the decisions in the best interest, and I think that the board will not flinch in its responsibilities to see that we have good corporate governance, to see that people meet their contractual obligations, and to see that we operate on the basis of the highest ethical standards. The bulk of our shareholders are actually very comfortable with this. Our largest shareholders have written to us to render their support. But it's always easy to get minute shareholders to articulate views in the press. The bulk of our shareholders are actually backing us on this issue, and that's what's important.
Okay, so aggrieved shareholders, one thing, but speaking to confidence, let's look at staff morale here, especially amongst your senior executives, Trevor, where there are two camps in play and some sitting in Peter Moyo's camp. How do you get a handle on that, especially at a time where, the excitement of coming back home seems to have fizzled as a tough economy takes its toll on life companies across the board?
Alicia, I'd like to find what the source of your confident assertions are, because it's not my understanding of where the executive committee is at. All of the EXCO members who happen to be in Johannesburg were with us in the press conference this morning. Mm-hmm. The unity of purpose, the business continues to flourish. We will spend time with all of the EXCO on Monday and Tuesday next week again, working through a series of strategic choices. I certainly don't feel the two-camp story. It may be something put out there by people who are now outside of the business and disgruntled, but it doesn't match reality of everyday life for people who are employed in this business.
Okay, clarity on that front. Practically speaking, what happens to Peter Moyo now? How does that work on an operational level?
Peter Moyo was exited. Peter Moyo was exited, and that happened on the 18th of June, and then he went to court because he doesn't like being exited, and the court found that we may have exited him on the wrong clause of his contract, and we gave, on the 22nd of August, gave him a second notice of dismissal, so that there's no dispute about the fact that he has exited the business. In his mind, he's still inside the business, but he has exited the business. This is the view of the board and the company as a whole.
So with that exit having happened in the mind of the board then, Trevor, are you on the scout for a new CEO?
Well, we were all ready to go in the starting blocks, but there is a rather specific clause in the judgment handed down by Judge Mashile preventing us from appointing a new CEO. So we will go with the very competent interim CEO, Ian Williamson, and as part of the appeal process, I'm sure we will seek to have that impediment lifted as well.
Before I let you go, Trevor, do you have buyers for your 20% stake in NMT? One wants to get a sense at this point of whether we're looking at an orderly sale on that end, or if there's likely to be further liability that comes with that divestment.
Alicia, that is not something that is in the pay grade of a non-executive director.
Let's leave it there. Trevor, thanks so much.
Private equity transaction that will find its way through the process. Thank you.
On that note, let's leave it there. Thanks so much, Trevor, for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, chair of Old Mutual, Trevor Manuel.